This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Yeah, consent is very important, ladies and gentlemen.
Now I feel like I got to watch it again.
Yeah. You know what? What I'll have you do is I'll log in right here. You watch it and answer the questions real quick. It's because I'm concerned about
maybe,
your
maybe
ability.
That's why I got a 40% on my first test.
Yeah. I feel like you need to watch it again and just fill in the answers. It might say my name, but it's just because I care enough about you. All right. You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atatula on a football Friday. We are gearing up for Texans at Patriots Sunday. Super excited about this. And of course, as always with any of these things, we sell games on stars. We sell games on the leads, the principals, as I like to call them, right? You have CJ Stroud versus Drake May. You have Nick Caserio returning to his old stomping grounds. You have D'Amico Ryans, a defensive head coach, facing off against a newer defensive head coach in Gerard Mayo. But Lopez, it seems like for you, you think this might be less about the stars in this one.
Well, I mean, the stars have to produce, but I think it's about the character actors. And let me explain that, because, you know, the people that can do their job and have to do their job to make this movie work, you know.
How belabored can we have this metaphor ultimately being by the end of the
segment?
I can
do it for 4 hours.
Okay. Let's see. Big picture on this one. Get involved with the program on the YouTube, on the Twitch, and then also text in 713-572-4610. Sprinkle in your Hollywood magic to this segment that we're doing.
I'll intertwine character actors.
It's going to be a tortured-ass metaphor
actually,
by the end
actually
of this.
Actually, I won't. But this segment, I think, it's about, like, okay, Joe Mixon, if he plays, I think he is. Some people don't. You don't.
I'm not certain on that one.
If he plays, Sean Pender.
Sean also letting you
waving
know
his hand
on the record once again. I don't think he's going to play.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. Okay. Anywho.
And that was a cameo.
That's a character actor right there. That's a character
actor. Howard. Howard's brother who plays 5-minute roles in about 8 jillion movies.
Exactly. So even if it's not Joe Mixon, let's say it's Damian Pierce or Cam Akers or whomever.
Right.
That's going to be the story. But the character actors, the ones that are going to really carry this scene, see, I did it again, is the offensive line. You know, we talk about the offensive line, but if whether it's Mixon or whomever has a big game, it's going to be, wow, what a great game he had. I don't know. We already know it's not going to happen without these guys, because they've tried it with other running backs. Joe Mixon had a great day the first day, but I thought we also all agreed the offensive line looked the best it has this season in game one. It wasn't just Joe Mixon. We're talking about, oh, look at Kenyon Green.
Yeah, we were fawning over Kenyon Green.
Yeah, look at what Juice Scruggs is just getting to that other level, just plastering dudes. So it's about that. And now let's go down to the other big star. I don't know if you mentioned this one or not, Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, I probably should have mentioned that, right? Yeah. He steps up into what we imagine is the wide receiver one role in that situation. It's why you bring him here is to have that level of impact, and so he's going to have that. He is going to be a headline star. He moves from a featured regular, right, to now he is a star on the show.
Yeah, but how good is Stephon Diggs going to be is if Xavier Hutchinson doesn't step into Nico Collins' role and at least shows some productivity and maybe even able to, you know, to take some attention away in the middle of the field or down the sideline or whatever it may be. So Xavier Hutchinson, the character actor, has to be able to carry his load for Stephon Diggs to thrive. There's another one.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that that's an interesting one, because that one feels a lot more like that role being divvied up, right? Mm-hmm. That character being represented by multiple actors within this, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That is Xavier Hutchinson mm-hmm. handling some of this, and Tank Dell taking on a little bit more of that responsibility from what Nico Collins did. But then I also wonder if any other folks are going to get involved, if the tight ends get some of the mm-hmm. things, especially the Nico Collins that likes finding spaces in the zones and just kind of sitting in there and giving C.J. Stroud a nice, easy target.
Yeah.
If the tight ends maybe don't exhibit some of those things, and if you don't necessarily get, if Joe Mixon plays yeah. or if, you know, whoever of the pass catching backs end up in that space, some of them out of the backfield, right? I think that you might be able to spread some of that responsibility out, so that that role is now inhabited not just by one single person in Nico Collins, where Xavier Hutchinson carries a good amount of it, but then also some of these other guys get a little bit of something to eat off of it.
I totally agree. But they know Dalton Schultz and what he's done in the first five games. They know the threat that is Tank Dell. If they don't have to worry about Xavier Hutchinson as much because he's not producing, then it affects all them, but especially Stephon Diggs. All right, another one. We talk about the edge rushers. We had Andy Kalu on talking about how they're going to come in bunches. You know, we've talked about Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, and maybe they're going to get to eat against a rookie quarterback and all the pressure they're going to bring and all that. Well, the interior defensive line has been collectively the star of pressure on quarterbacks this year.
Okay.
And tackles for losses.
That's right. So we need to invert those roles, is what you're saying?
Well, no, what I'm saying is if they can't continue that, it gets a lot tougher for Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter on the edges.
Yeah, and this feels like a game in which contain becomes factors back in again, right? We've had that conversation multiple times this season, right? You have Anthony Richardson week one. You have Caleb Williams week two. I guess maybe not necessarily Trevor Lawrence in that way, but you talk about obviously the same thing when you have Josh Allen. Mm-hmm. Multiple times this early portions of the season, you had the conversation of don't let that quarterback beat you with his legs.
Yeah.
And it feels like the Patriots went from statuesque quarterback to another guy who has a little mobility. And one of the things that we talk about with young quarterbacks that have mobility is, they're going to abandon the pocket earlier than they want to. So, like, making sure that you punish him for that tendency and not let him be able to get out and use his legs to make the game easier. So, 100%. Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that adds to what's happening here with the defense.
And then the last one for me that I think is crucial is, we don't know if – I mean, how do you feel about Jimmy Ward and Kamari Lassiter playing in this game?
Not great, Bob.
Not great, Bob.
Like, I feel like when you're looking at – particularly Kamari is the one that gets me, because you don't have – or, like – the depth when it comes to cornerback, I want to say this as kindly as I possibly can, has not been something that I have touted. That's not really been anything to really write home about.
Right.
You know, and so now you might find yourself in a place where you have to have that. Hell, you've been playing with two cornerbacks, right? Mm-hmm. You have a slot cornerback almost, I'm not going to say entirely, because you don't necessarily have many people that can fit into that role, but also, I mean, I know that you wanted to have something special for Jalen Petrie that fits his capabilities as kind of this linebacker, safety, hybrid type player, which that kind of nickel role does. But I think that now do you have a guy that can come out and play on the outside corner, particularly as well as Kamari Lassiter has? And what is that drop off? Does that now allow an escape valve for Drake May, who, you know, is coming in looking for easy answers, right? When you have a guy who is having a debut, or at least like a starter's debut, because I know that he's done a little mop up duty early on in this season.
Very little, to be honest.
Very little.
Yeah.
You want to make it so there's no easy answers. And that's any week, but particularly with a guy like that, because if there's no easy answers, he's liable to make big mistakes that you can capitalize on.
Yeah.
And I do wonder if, you know, is it D'Angelo Ross? Is it MJ Bryant? Is it like, there's a lot of names I could throw out there, Kadar Holman. But I don't know if those are guys that you're going to see step in and play to the level that Kamari Lassiter has, give you opportunities at turnovers and those types of things. I'm very intrigued by that, especially because I don't know. We can't be certain.
We don't even know
the first 2 days of practice on the week if Kamari's going to play.
We don't even know who those character actors are going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be Miles Bryant, like you said.
But it might also be an opportunity for a breakout star.
Kadar Holman, Bryant, and then at safety.
Desmond King still in there.
Is MJ Stewart going to play? So what I'm saying is, like, we're going to be sitting here on Monday, hopefully, it's going to be, a very, pretty straightforward win and nice and comfortable and all that. But if these, it's only going to be that if these other elements of the game set up these stars to have the kind of game that we think they could have.
Yeah. Someone came in texting. I appreciate you guys. One of the things I love about like radio listeners is that y'all buy in.
Yeah.
y'all love the bit. So I appreciate you coming strong here from the 832 on the text line. Again, 713-572-4610. They said, I need the O-line to be Denzel Washington in training day.
I could live with that. I could live
now
with
what
that.
Part
yeah I was like where are we going there. I'm very interested in that setup here, but I need them to find some level of dominance for them.
Mm-hmm.
Especially against a Patriots D-line that I think can be taken advantage of. They're not stuffing runs at a high rate. They're allowing a decent amount of efficiency when it comes to running the football. Like, this is an opportunity for you to be able to make something shake in a place that you have not been all that great at.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that we always talk about is how demoralizing being able to run the football is.
Mm-hmm.
If it ain't this week, I do wonder when you actually will get that happening. And I'm not trying to say that. I mean, look, the Patriots, when I think of...
No, like, you are 100% right.
When I think of the stars there, Christian Gonzalez is the star there. Ain't no other stars when it comes down to it, at least not in my estimation. And it feels like... Yeah, the offensive line has an opportunity to come out and impose their will here against a team and break them in some ways, and especially in the run game. If you can't get up and impose your will here, then
that's
I have,
no matter who's in the backfield.
I have questions as to where we're going.
We might be sitting here, let's say Joe Mixon does play, and they okay, they're going to be better, this week. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. They have to produce on the offensive line. They do need to be. Which Denzel would it be, Figgy?
No, I'm saying which Denzel in training.
That's what I'm saying. Which Denzel in training?
Like, is he trying to put cases on all you players?
Shoe program. Yeah, man.
Is he coming in with a fake warrant or what was that? Subpoena or whatever was?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Is he doing that type of stuff? Is he dodging bullets?
I kind of want equalizer Denzel. I just want this to be, I want it to be a problem, right?
But he's still a character actor. He's a star.
No, exactly. No, that's right. But yeah, character actor, star. I need them to be effective. I need them to get the job done. I need to have... positive. I need 4 out of 5 stars.
Yeah.
Type performance.
Was it the equalizer when he had the gun put up to him and then he flipped it?
Yeah, he flipped it on him real quick.
Whoa. Oh yeah, that's the one they want. That's the one they want.
Exactly. You think this is the weak spot? Oh no, I'm somebody call an ambulance.
He said, but not for me. Flip the gun right back to you. Whoa.
No, it's so weird because I feel like this is going to be a relatively straightforward game for the Texans.
I do, too.
I really do. But those little things, and I'll go ahead and finish the segment. You're saying the word again, the term again. Those character actors, huge. And I keep going back to, the offensive line, I think, is the overarching one.
That's a big one for sure.
The subtle one for me that's very important. And we heard Bobby Slowick talking about him yesterday specifically.
And we'll talk more about Bobby.
And
as well.
it's Xavier Hutchinson. Yeah, we're gonna talk about Bobby. I caught a vibe with Bobby that wasn't exactly comfortable. But either way, Xavier Hutchinson to me is the guy that just produced enough to draw that attention, to be a threat, and to open up Stephon Diggs for what I think could be a big game for Stephon Diggs.
Somebody said the Denzel from everything besides the last 20 minutes.
that's facts, man.
Yeah. They said in the last 20 minutes, they need to be Ethan Hawke. Okay, very good. From the 361, I need Daniil and Will to be grown men versions of the Bash Brothers from the Mighty Ducks. Get some hype and scare some people and have fun. Yeah, well, that's one thing that it does seem like this team... Yeah, the fun quotient could go up. It seems like they have a lot of fun, but I think the fun quotient on this team goes up if they're nailing what they do.
Yes.
You could tell that they are burdened in some ways by knowing that they're not existing in the fullness of their potential and what they believe they're themselves capable of doing.
Yes.
And I think that this team would feel a lot more free if they're like, okay, now we're nailing it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're not shooting ourselves in the foot. Now we are doing what we need to do. We're winning on first and second down.
Yeah.
Right? We are not allowing teams to run the football and come out in the third quarter and establish themselves. We are dominating, right? And so I think that ends up being even more fun if you get to that space. So, yeah, they would have. I would like to see them have fun in this.
I thought listening to all the coordinators, again, we're going to talk about Bobby Slowick specifically, but I thought listening to all the coordinators yesterday, they were very pretty transparent about exactly what you said.
Wait, what exactly made you change from very to pretty?
Because there was more subtlety in how they said it.
Okay, very good.
But like all the things, like you can sense the vibe from the coordinators. Like, yeah, we haven't been what we thought we've been. I don't know if you caught that, but like from Frank Ross to Matt Burke,
yeah,
and especially Bobby Slowick, they, you know, all these things that we've been saying, that fans have been saying, that outsiders, you know, covering the National Football League nationally have been saying, they know that. Like, no, you know, even though D'Amico kind of really tries to, you know, put a positive thing on, absolutely, the spin on everything.
Absolutely.
I thought the coordinators all were like, yeah, this is the week we got to get it going.
Man.
Yeah.
And yeah. So the stars, the character actors, all of it's got to come together for victory. Yeah. And look, I think we're going to be style pointing a little bit here. Like if there's not, if this feels
that's
like
what
a game
you also caught
point,
up on, caught on.
But I think it's less about style point, and I'll bring it back to, I think it's about process. If you are doing what you do well, in fact, I don't remember who it was specifically, mm-hmm, that was saying it, but just basically, it was D'Amico, where it's like, look, basically, if you, it's not about what, mm-hmm, they're doing over there. And I don't know if that's, you know, some of that's just general,
yeah, it was D'Amico,
all the way across the, hey, do what you're supposed to do, handle your business. But I think that might be a little bit more particular to these Patriots, where the Patriots aren't who we're competing against. The, mm-hmm, Texans are who we're, if we handle our business, that them over there, they'll get handled.
No, there's a message in that building, I can promise you, especially after listening to all these guys yesterday. Be better. We've got to be better at what, you know, in how we perform, how we look, style points, whatever you want to call it. Absolutely. 100%.
All right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. We're just getting going as we get ready for Texans Patriots on Sunday. But coming up next, is there any way, and we are being a little too easy about this, is there any way this could be a trap game? And somebody just texted in asking about how this run game situation comes together, especially with the running backs. Let's talk about all of that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready, because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, yeah, baby. It is a Football Friday here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, rocking with you. Getting you ready for Texans, Patriots in New England. 12 noon, right?
12 noon. Mm.
You'll love to see it, and you'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. Man, what a time, what a day. It's getting a little crisp outside, too.
A little bit in the morning.
At least in the morning.
Yeah, by 12 o'clock, yeah. It's 90 degrees.
Yeah. That's the thing is, it's one of those times where it's like, hey, you're going to have to basically dress for two weather situations, you know?
This is my favorite time, though, when it's just a little crisp in the morning, but you still get that nice day.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it's a little frustrating because when you get in the car, it's a little cooler.
Mm-hmm.
So some people might have to cut the heat on a little bit just to kind of knock the crisp out.
I wouldn't go that far.
I'm just saying some people. That ain't me. But it's a little frustrating when you come out at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you got the heat blast. And you're just like, oh, let me switch AC.
Yeah. Or you got the long sleeves on and then you step
people
out.
Like, why this fool rocking a hoodie?
Yeah, the hoodie got to come off like midday somehow. But I hope you guys, no matter what the weather is, where you're listening, appreciate you hanging out with us. We got someone on the Twitch who said they got 99 at 7 a.m. Where's that at? Oh, okay, I think I know that person. They're in Phoenix.
Yeah, that's normal.
You're just perpetually in the heat at that point. Christmas Day is 92 degrees, I bet. All right, let's talk more about this game. As I was looking at the line on this game, Texans, Patriots, 6.5. Is what I'm seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is the third biggest line.
I haven't looked at all of them, but that sounds about right.
Eagles or the Browns is 9.5.
Yeah. lay those points.
That is, yeah.
Oof, yeah.
What an indictment of the Browns offense. Okay, and then Commanders, Ravens. Ravens have a 7-point line there. But
mm-hmm.
other than that, like this is expected to be one of those big games and disparity. And we've talked about it as such. I don't think any of us have been particularly worried, mm-hmm. which makes me want to take a step back.
Which makes you worry?
Right? That makes me be like, hey, why am I not so worried? Yeah. So let's take a moment to make sure. Could this possibly be a trap game? Hey, there's the word.
Hey, man, any given Sunday, right?
That's right.
No, look.
Or Thursday.
Monday. I'll put it this way. I don't think this is going to be a problem for the Texans. But it has a lot of markings of a trap game.
Does it really?
It really does.
Okay.
It really does.
All right. Hit me the game.
Well, first of all, you know, as much as we feel like they're equipped to, you know, to handle this, you could easily be without your best wide receiver and your best running back.
Correct.
I mean, that's you could. I mean, it's very, very much.
And you will be without your best.
And you will be without the receiver.
We'll see about the running mm-hmm. back.
Number two.
They practice at 11:15 today.
Like I said, just the markings of a trap game. You know, obviously you're coming off of a huge win against a team that, you know, you fancy yourself to be in contention in the AFC with. And now you're coming to place, traveling a long way, by the way. Traveling as far as you will all year, probably further than you will all year. And then you're facing a team that you're a 7-point favorite. I mean, that's just human nature. I mean, we see it all the time, especially in the college ranks. You know, shout out to Vanderbilt. You know, a team comes off a huge win, goes to face on the road a team that is, you know, you should absolutely handle. And then what happened? You know, what's the update? So the markings are there. And then the other one that's interesting to me is the quarterback. Rookie quarterback, you should just completely overwhelm him.
There's no real profile on
but you don't
what's
know
with
anything
him.
About him. Exactly. Like, you should absolutely overwhelm Drake May. And that is one of the marks of a potential trap game.
Yeah. I know that Matt Burke was asked a little bit about like how you game plan for a guy that you know haven't seen very much in Drake May, and it's like kind of all the above. Look at some of the some of the things that he did in college, and then I guess in the preseason and, you know, his spots in the regular season, then you kind of look at what the team has done thus far,
mm-hmm.
And then you try and kind of, you know, triangulate within all that and things that are like that you're liable to see, and that's probably why this team very much speaks about, yeah, we just kind of have to execute what we do because I don't know that there's any particular thing that you know
mm-hmm.
to game plan to. But, yeah, I think that does provide a potential for difficulty because you don't know exactly the mark that you're trying to hit when it comes to what
or
the
how they're
opposing
gonna use
offense
him.
Is going for. Yeah,
he's really just had, I want to say it's less than 6 or 7 plays this year outside of the preseason. It's not a lot. And so Yeah, I don't see a problem, but it has some of the elements.
Yeah, being on the road is one of those for sure. Mm-hmm. But speaking of elements, literally elements, I think the weather report that we're looking at mid-50s with a chance of rain out there, like, mm-hmm. You know, not that 50 degrees is wildly different, but, I mean, have they played in anything particularly? I mean, they've played pretty much indoors all the way across here, haven't they? Their two road games were in Indy and Minnesota. They played indoors all the way around. So this is an outdoor game. You might have some rain. Like, maybe you look at the possibility of dropped footballs and those types of things in a potential of rain. It's not going to be a downpour or monsoon. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get out of hand here, but maybe those add some level of element to this. And once I start doing this, I'm like, now it feels like, okay, definitely stretching to make it a trap game, which makes me feel like, okay, we have not gone too far.
Well, the three things I mentioned, I think, are just sort of elements, like I said.
Sure.
The actual elements, the 50 degrees is perfect. Man, I really wish I hadn't heard Seth Payne telling Sean this morning about C.J. Stroud in rain games. He hadn't been good. Figure you and I were both in New York.
Yeah.
In the rain.
Yeah.
And they lost to the lowly Jets and Zach Wilson
looked good.
And Zach Wilson.
That was probably his best game of his career.
And he's had a couple of other games that were, you know, okay, but not typical C.J. Stroud, you know, with the wet ball. So now I really wish I hadn't heard that, because I'm like, oh, Lord, what if it rains more than we thought?
Yeah.
You know,
27% chance. Not that the percentage chance of rain means the amount of rain that they ultimately see. But yeah, I don't know that I'm all that worried about it being excessive. But then I think that this is why it probably matters more to being able to run the ball. And within that, like, we might, and somebody mentioned last rain game, CJ got concussed. Yeah, that'll probably affect some of this as well.
Mm-hmm.
With the run game, we talked about some of the offensive line things, but also the running back component of this is interesting. Mm-hmm. Are we certain that we are going to see Joe Mixon? He did return to practice. He was a limited participant in practice yesterday, which I think we all kind of rejoiced at in some ways, but then we also were like, hey, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that he will definitely play? Because we saw him return to practice and not play before already.
Yeah, I thought he's going to play. You heard the exact opposite.
Do you want to do the thing on air so the listeners can give us their opinion?
Tell me what you think.
All right, this is Joe Mixon talking yesterday after practice.
Well, I felt good, man. Obviously, been pretty much going back and forth with training staff, figure out when I'm going to get back and when I'm going to start being able to participate in certain things. So, I felt good.
It's a step. Do you think it's enough of a step that Sunday you have some optimism, or is it a little soon?
I think we'll probably go through practice tomorrow, see what's going on, and obviously us come up with a decision on whether to go or whether to just wait another week.
I think he's going to play.
Yeah, appreciations to Aaron Wilson asking those questions. But yeah, no, that felt very wait and see. And the Texans being in wait and see kind of conversations has not necessarily led us to dudes ending up on the field.
Could the wait and see be possibly the weather? If the weather is bad, then it's like, nah, we don't want to put them out there.
Because we're talking about an ankle here, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. It is important to know. It's not like, it's a wrist, right? Like, No, we're talking about an ankle here, and so traction factors into this. That's a good question, Fade.
I just feel like if he was out there, and I know, hey, trust me, I know he was out there last Friday, but he didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, not even in a limited sense, you know? So he is getting a look in this game plan, even if it's just a walkthrough type stuff. He's taking reps in this game plan against the Patriots. I just feel like that might be a little bit of gamesmanship, or, you know, not telling the Patriots, you know, that he's going to play or not. I don't think you're necessarily wrong. I don't know if I'm right. I just felt like, given that he was on the field, you know, in a padded practice, but even though he was limited, and the fact that they're not going to be saying, you know, they want the Patriots to be able to wonder about this as well.
All right, so Dameon Pierce was a full participant, so I think we can feel good about him returning to action. And I think without having to have the whole conversation again of, well, who gets the majority, let's just assume that, hey, Dameon Pierce, he's been slotted higher on the depth chart typically, and so he probably gets the lion's share. How comfortable do you feel about that? Because Clint was saying yesterday on the drive, I thought this was an interesting idea, that maybe that could possibly be a blessing in disguise for this offense in some ways.
I get it. Explain how.
Okay, so we saw in week one when Dameon Pierce came into the game, They kind of switched schemes almost.
They changed their blocking.
They went to gap. They went kind of power run in some ways to make sure to get downfield. And I do wonder if that fits your offensive line a little bit better. Like one of the things in particular, when they get into these outside zones, especially like the tosses, it feels like the middle of your offensive line is not getting up to that linebacker, and that linebacker constantly is making that play on the edge.
Yeah.
Which that's a crucial, critical breakdown of the play of what you're doing, as opposed to when you get to inside zone and these things that it seems like they want to use more of with Dameon Pierce. Now they're getting downhill. Now they're getting better results. So if you have Dameon Pierce and if you cater a little bit to that player being on the field, maybe that caters you to doing things that fit better with your offensive line and for success.
Do you change your offense for Dameon Pierce?
I don't know if it's changing your offense, but I think
it's the blocking assignment.
I think you're calling it a little bit because I think that you use inside zone, right? So I'm I understand like going to a actual gap scheme. Like, I don't know if they do that, but I think utilizing more inside zone and maybe less of like the toss kind of real sweeping run plays.
North and south.
North and south.
Yeah. Right?
I do wonder if utilizing that in your play calling will be a little bit more helpful to what you're doing.
I get the point. I think Clint made a good one as well. That's a big ask, because then you still have Cam Akers, you still have Dari Ogunbowale, you still have guys that maybe are more accustomed, that you've gone through entire training camp. And oh, by the way, during training camp, Dameon Pierce was talking about the zone blocking scheme and how he's been working on it.
Sure.
And his offseason was all about learning.
And inside zone would still be in that zone blocking scheme.
No, it would.
Right?
It would. I just feel like that's going to be very interesting to watch, number one. And number two, on Bobby Slowick. On Bobby Slowick to make it all work somehow.
Okay. All right. You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. I think not a trap game, right? I think I feel
not a trap
game. I don't think we're in trap game territory. And you know what? You can go ahead and pull this. And if we end up on Reaction Monday having to play it, I'll own up to it. But I feel confident in that way that you're not in trap game territory. You just need to go and make sure you do what you do. All right. Coming up next, we get into our question of the day. And you already started with the Hollywood theme. So let's go ahead and lean all the way into it. All right. When it comes to a movie. Who would play you in a movie? But more importantly, who would play us at 6'10 in a movie? Let's cast a 6'10 movie
here in
the Loop. We'll do that next.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
All right, we're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610, and we are already having a blast with this question of the day. Who would play your favorite fellas on Sports Radio 610? And I mean, if you want to, let us know who would play you in a movie. I was inspired with this one. I think before the season, they asked various rookies who would play you in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And man, you can tell football players are all about their football because they had some awful answers. I think we could do better. But I think it was even more fun for me about these guys on Sports Radio 610, all the fine folks that work on the station. We got some colorful characters, and so I think that they'd be great roles that Hollywood could bring to the screen. So let's see if we can cast these roles for Sports Radio 610. And you guys are already coming with all sorts of different names. So where do we want to start, fellas? Figgy, I think you should lead the expedition, because it seems like you've had the best answers as we've gotten ready for this.
Really? So are we just going random, or?
You tell me. Do you think we should start on the show, or do you think we should go through the lineup?
Let's go through the lineup.
Okay, all cool. Right. So in the morning show, we got Sean and Seth, and some of y'all are being a little... I think some of y'all know what we look like. Obviously, there's the YouTube and the Twitch, and then you've come out and you've met us at various events and such. But some of y'all just going for who looks alike. And I don't know. I feel like you got to be able to deliver the performance, because somebody was like,
the vibe.
John Malkovich is Sean. And I love John Malkovich. Can he do Sean?
He can do anything. He's one of the all-time greats.
He is great.
Yeah.
And I felt bad saying that, but I don't know. Are we just doing bald white guy there for John Malkovich? Someone gave Vince Vaughn for Seth, and I appreciate what they're doing there, because I think that you have to get to the funny that underlies. Yeah. Like, if you can't deliver that, you can't be Seth.
Boy, Vince Vaughn is a good one.
That is a good one.
That is a really good one. I tried to cheat a little bit. I went to the celebrity lookalike app.
I mean,
app.
Who amongst us wouldn't?
Yeah. And the celebrity lookalike app said for Seth, Kevin Costner. And there is a little bit of a resemblance, but I still like Vince Vaughn better.
I'm going with Ed Helms, man.
Ed Helms is a good one.
I think he just looked like Seth overall,
yeah,
man. But I think Ed Helms can pull off a Seth
pick. Yeah, no, that's absolutely a good one.
Okay. Are we settled on Sean?
Sean, I saw John C. Reilly. You know, he's the one from
Step Brothers?
Step Brothers, all that.
Talladega
Nights is what I was thinking of. Yeah,
Shake and Bake.
He kind of looks like Sean. And he could pull it off.
This is such a good one that just came in. Michael Chiklis.
Or who was the guy that, what's his name? Uncle Festus?
Uncle Fester?
Adam's Family.
Yeah, he gets that a lot, and he does not appreciate it. I know. He plays with it.
Da, 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 da.
What about Figgy?
Fig. I have no idea.
Fig is a tough one. We got from the 281 Figgy T-Pain, but I think we're just going with hair there at that point.
Yeah. I seen somebody say Kevin Hart. I think clearly going by height.
Yeah.
I do wonder if, I think Lil Rel Howley might be a good one there for you.
Okay.
I think that Rel might be a good look there.
I'm going to go to the celebrity look. I have no idea. 713-572-4610.
I'm scared to know.
You're going to get some answers and some very bad ones.
713 also came with Lil Rel for Figgy. I think that he could bring, you're fun, man. You bring some fun to it. I think that's definitely a place to go. All right. John Lopez, which came in on the text line. George Lopez. I think George Lopez could pull you off.
Gotten that before. The one I've gotten, and I don't see it, but I've gotten it a few times, is Benicio del Toro. You know, from Fear and Loathing and
Sicario.
Yeah.
Benicio del Toro is very good.
He's a great actor.
Yeah.
But could he do me?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. I feel like I'm missing his name. The guy that played Breaking Bad. Walter White.
Oh, Bryan Cranston.
Oh,
yeah.
Cranston.
He could. I can see him playing Lopez.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Somebody Lopez can be Danny Trejo.
Somebody.
I love this one from the 8-2. Cheech Marin. I think Cheech Marin would be great as a John Lopez. That might be the answer. I love that as an answer. Yeah. There.
Selena's dad. Okay, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
All right.
Whoopi Goldberg could be Figgy. That's not bad.
It's not good. What are you talking about?
She dark though. Like I ain't.
That's what you went to colorism. Is that where you went?
Yeah. I ain't that dark.
That's hilarious.
Missy Elliott could be Ron Hughley. That just seems mean.
Oh, good.
That just seems mean.
What are we doing there at that point? I don't even know what you're trying to do. All right. I guess now it's time for myself in this.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me in the break who I've been compared to.
Yeah.
When I was younger, people said Dave Chappelle. But I've also gotten like Sterling K. Brown recently, and I'm like, I don't know.
I don't see Sterling K. Brown. Celebrity lookalike on Reggie said Bernie Mac.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Nah.
Somebody on rest in peace to Bernard McCullough.
Yeah, somebody on the text line said John David Washington, which is Denzel's Washington son.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that 100%.
You might have gotten there. Okay. Yes. You might have gotten there.
Yeah, he's a good actor, too, man.
Who's Harold Perrineau? I got to look that up.
Who's who?
For Figgy. Harold Perrineau. For Figgy.
Somebody say Hannibal Buress for Figgy. wow, B. Scott. That's a good one, because I hadn't thought about who would play B. Scott.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to circle around to that. Let's see if we get more of that. All right, let's go to the afternoon show. I think the afternoon show, The Drive, gives us some of the biggest challenges, because those are some personalities, man. Like, those are some dudes that are interesting. And this is something that always happens when you're cast somebody. They got to be able to give the accents, because those guys got some character in their accents as well. So let's start with Ron. Ron Hughley is an interesting one. And the one that came to mind for me, actually, it might have been Figgy that brought it up.
Cedric the Entertainer.
That feels like such a good
answer. Because the thing is, what I like about Ron and his just regular voice, he sounds like a pastor.
Yeah.
It sounds like I could hear Ron being a pastor later on in life, just the way his voice sounds. And that's what Cedric the Entertainer kind of reminds me of.
I don't think we can top
bit.
That.
Yeah, that feels really good.
That feels right. That just feels right.
I want to say they both from Missouri, too. I think Cedric is from St. Louis, right?
No, he's from...
Is he from Kansas City?
He's from Missouri, but I think it was...
Is it closer to St. Louis?
It's closer to... Well, I'm not going to pretend like I remember the geography of Missouri super well. But just get a text from Sean Pendergast. Just tuned in. Who's playing me? I think we might have settled on Michael Chiklis, Sean.
Or John C. Reilly.
Okay, yeah. We'll see whether Sean likes any of those. John Leguizamo coming in for Lopez. I think Leguizamo could play you.
I think that's a good one, actually.
But somebody said Paul Rodriguez for John Lopez.
I've been, that one's been mentioned before, too, to be honest. Yeah.
I think Cedric the Entertainer is from...
Somebody said CeeLo for Ron. Come on, man.
Cedric the Entertainer is from Jefferson City, Missouri.
There okay. Okay.
But okay. Yeah, it feels like now we aging him up at that point a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like he could play Ron. And
yeah, they got that same type of voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now for the coup d'etat.
Clint is a tough one.
Tough one.
Who plays Clint Sterner?
That is because you got to be able to bring all of the elements here.
Mm-hmm.
John Hamm came in on the 713. That was a name I thought of too. Like he definitely has the figure and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know that he can get the accent work though.
Mm-hmm.
Like there are some quaint.
Oh, Chris Pratt.
Folksy things that get said. Chris Pratt for
Clint.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
One.
Yes. I think Chris Pratt could do it. You know, he's been in all kinds of stuff. You know, he looks like, I think Chris Pratt is a good one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then Tyler Milliner. Do we have a T-Mill?
Ooh, wow. Who looks like Tyler Milliner? Or who could play him?
And he got to have a little twang, too. Like, yeah. It's not as much as Clint's twang, but.
I have no idea.
Tyler.
Someone said Tyler James Williams for me. Shout out to Abbott Elementary.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and all that. Everybody yeah. hates Chris. John Cena plays Clint. There we go.
John Cena's yeah, a good
that's
one.
It.
Yeah,
good
that's answer. It. Yeah, right John there. Cena's a good one.
That's a great answer. Good job, guys. Way to lift us up.
Don't wear them baggy ass jean shorts.
Did Tyler Milliner really stump us? Is that the one that we couldn't get?
Oh man.
Okay. All right. But I think we did a good job all
Who
the way
Who plays a good
there,
bro? Because he kind of has that bro look.
Well, he got a little bit of that.
Yeah.
What about Tom Hanks for Clint Sterner? Somebody just
same,
said Tom
same,
Hanks.
Same shape of his face, it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Rob Riggle for Clint. I don't know. Does he have the depth for all of that? It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking like, and this is not fair to our guy T. Mill. It's not, but I keep thinking, old boy used to do SNL and date Kim Kardashian. What's his name again?
Oh, Pete. What's his name?
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson.
It's yeah. not fair at all. Someone said Paul Giamatti for Tyler. Okay,
from the 281. Somebody said Tyler could be played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Huh.
That's not bad.
Okay.
Another one I've been called this that I look like him, Billy Bob Thornton for me. People have said that before. Which I love too because I love Billy Bob Thornton.
Clint as Matthew McConaughey as Clint would be that'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that. Mm-hmm. The movie that we're setting up is just insane. I want to understand that.
What would it be?
I don't know what is the actual
yeah.
plot of the movie?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Bedlam.
Yeah, it'd be insane. Dominic Cooper for Tyler Milliner. Let me. All right, I'll do the Googles real quick. But yeah, it seems
they kind of look alike.
Yeah.
Does he really? I don't know if he can act as but if he looks like him, then that's good. All right. So there you go. Yeah, he does.
Oh, you gotta put a hat on.
Dominic Cooper.
we've done it.
Yeah,
we've done it.
Yeah,
John Barenthal. Oh, that's a great answer for Clint.
Mm-hmm.
John Barenthal. I'm casting my vote for that. All right, so we had Michael Chiklis as Sean.
Yeah.
Did we stick with Vince Vaughn for Seth? Is that where we ultimately
went? Yeah, I like that. I like that one a lot.
And then here we have, where are we going? Leguizamo for Lopez?
Yeah, or what was the other one? Billy Bob.
Could Ben Affleck or Matt Damon play Ty Milner? and then who do we settle on for me?
Who did we settle on for?
I said John David Washington.
John David Washington.
Yeah.
Who was the Figgy look like? Or not maybe look like, but actor.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one that we didn't get a good answer on, I don't think. Okay. But then we settled on Cedric the Entertainer.
That's perfect. God, that's so perfect.
I say somebody said for me, young DC Fly.
Young DC Fly. Now we're getting into dudes on YouTube. They got themselves a little thing going. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a fun question of the day as far
as that.
That movie would flop, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That movie would be insane. But appreciate you guys hanging out with us. Ron Funches for Ron Hughley. He actually does fit really
a little
well.
Bit.
He's a great comedian.
A little bit, yeah.
And I think he voiced the shark in Suicide Squad. Ron Funches.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Football Friday. So let's get back to the football of it all as we get ready for Texans-Patriots on Sunday. Let's go around the NFL with some news and notes around football. We'll talk about that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.